myself, honest about my strengths and weaknesses, and I encourage others to do the same. It is all professional, and it is all personal, all at the very same time. As part of bringing my whole self to work, I recently started speaking up about the challenges women face in the workforce, something I only had the courage to do in the last few years. Before this, I did my career like everyone else does it. I never told anyone I was a girl. Don't tell. I left the lights on when I went home to do something for my kids. I locked my office door and pumped milk for my babies while I was on conference calls. And people would say, "What is that sound?" I'd say, "What sound?" "I hear a beep." "Oh, there's a fire truck," really, right outside my office. But the lack of progress we've made in the past decade has convinced me that we need to start talking about this. I graduated from HBS in 1995, and I thought it was completely clear that by the time someone from my year was invited to speak at this podium, we would have achieved equality in the workforce. But women at the top C-level jobs is stuck at 15 or 16% and has not moved in a decade. Not even close to 50%, and worse, no longer growing. We need to acknowledge openly that gender remains an issue at the highest levels of leadership. The promise of equality is not equality. We need to start talking about this. We need to start